Dr. Feelgood it is, and that would be Jeff Dockery from, well, I don't even know what his website is. I don't even have that in front of me, but I'm going to get it out of him, tell everybody how you can check this guy out. And I will put a link on the all-new TonyGeorgeSports.com website to this guy's website, because tailgating, making sure your teams cover the number, and having a nice hot meal and a cold cocktail out there in the parking lot before the game is the only way to go. And Jeff, as I mentioned off the air, and then we'll get to your website, the number one tailgate, let's go with meat. Is it wings? Is it burgers? Is it brats? Is it well, what is it?
Hands down, and I'll just tell you where this stuff's come from. In 5 years ago, I authored with two other gentlemen the largest economical and demographical study of a $20 billion industry. We kind of built the platform, and it came back, and I was not shocked. Hamburgers and sausages, number one.
They're
absolutely
easy.
And as much as, you know, I was with the great chef Guy Fieri a couple of months ago, and we were talking about how much we are taking the pantry to the parking lot. I mean, I'm doing six courses and hand spoon feeding beef broth into pearl onion and double smoked bacon risotto. You didn't see that 20 years ago, you know? And the size of the apparatus that's there. But regardless, hamburgers and dogs and brats are still one and two. And meat is the number three sold tailgate item after beer and coolers.
I have a question for you. As you went around, let's stay in the pro football arena.
Mm-hmm.
Number one tailgating stadium in pro football in your mind. Now, and I know you're a Buffalo Bills fan, so, and we're Kansas City Chiefs fans. So
let me correct you. I'm not a Bills fan. I just tailgate at Ralph Wilson.
Okay, well.
I'm part of the Houdat Nation down in New Orleans.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's funny because it's a lot of personal taste. There's been surveys out there. I would say I wouldn't want to split hairs, but Kansas City, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Orchard Park, New York are 1, 2, and 3. Flip them any way you want. And I would actually probably lean towards Kansas City, but I don't know that you can beat the setting at Orchard Park simply because all the tailgating is within 1 mile of the stadium. It's not decentralized in any way. I know KC's a lot like that. But, yeah, we're probably 1 and 2 right there. Green Bay's a little smaller, but those are the biggest tailgate markets. You can go out to San Diego, and there's other markets. And Houston is really growing. But the traditional ones, KC, Orchard Park, New York, and Green Bay.